This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States government has shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the eastern coast of the United States. It's now working to analyze any debris that can be collected. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. military aircraft brought down the Chinese balloon over the Atlantic once the airspace was cleared, adding it was too risky to shoot it down over land. President Biden had authorized the operation Wednesday. Ships were deployed, hoping to scoop up as much debris as possible before it sank into the ocean. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pakistani officials said Saturday that Islamabad will ask Afghanistan's Taliban's Iranian militants Pakistan after a suicide bombing killed scores of police in a mosque. Detectives have blamed an affiliate of the Pakistani Taliban, the most notorious militant outfit in the area, for the Monday blast in Peshawar, which killed 101 people inside a fortified police headquarters. Since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul, Pakistan has witnessed a dramatic uptick in attacks in regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants use rugged terrain to stage assaults and escape detection. The U.S. Democratic Party has approved the reordering of its 2024 presidential primary. Members of the Democratic National Committee voted on Saturday to replace Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot. It's part of a major shakeup meant to empower Black and other minority voters, critical to the party's base of support. Changes to the lineup are still possible throughout the coming months. Union members have voted down a contract proposal covering tens of thousands of service workers at Walt Disney World, saying it didn't go far enough toward helping employees trying to meet the cost of living in Central Florida. From Washington, this is VOA News. A 16-year-old girl died on Saturday after being mauled by a shark in a river in Western Australia's state capital, Perth. Acting Police Inspector Paul Robinson told media the girl was pulled from the water with critical injuries and died at the scene. She had jumped off a jet ski to swim with a pod of dolphins in the river when the shark attack occurred. Authorities weren't sure what kind of shark attacked the girl. Pope Francis has declared that the future of South Sudan depends on how the country treats its women. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
On a visit to the world's newest nation, the Pope highlighted the plight of women in the country, asking all its citizens to protect, respect, appreciate and honour every South Sudanese woman, from grandmothers to young girls. Sister Ola Treacy, who runs a secondary school for girls, told the AP young girls in the country often miss out on an education.
About 10% of 15-year-old girls are getting married. So getting girl into school, it was impossible, it has become possible, and today you'll meet some of the girls who have really achieved and broken through. It's changing, but it's still a big push for girls.
South Sudan is also a country which is rampant with sexual violence and has the world's highest maternal mortality rate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain Saturday for a fifth week of protests against judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government. Critics say that new government threatens democratic checks on ministers by the court. The reforms, threaten democratic checks on ministers by the courts. The plans, which the government says are needed to curb overreach by judges, have drawn fierce opposition from groups including lawyers and raised concerns among business leaders, widening already deep political divisions in Israeli society. Arctic air descended into the U.S. northeast over the weekend, bringing dangerous sub-zero temperatures and a wind chill reading at one mountain of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Atop New Hampshire's Mount Washington, it got down to minus 47 degrees Friday night with a record-breaking wind chill of minus 108. But the National Weather Service says while temperatures across the northeast have been record-breaking and in the single digits,
fortunately, the cold is pretty short-lived.
Meteorologist Jason Weiss.
We will start to warm up again by Sunday across the east and really a lot of the country.
Meanwhile, at Mass General Hospital's emergency room, Dr. Ali Raja says they're seeing frostbite and hypothermia patients.
There's a couple that were severe enough to get admitted to the hospital.
Authorities say the high winds were to blame when a tree limb hit a car, killing an infant in Southwick. I'm Julie Walker.
And officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine says dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap between the two sides. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.